have what you want, just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. Coming up here, we'll give you another update on what's been going on in New Hampshire with the marijuana celebrations, cannabis celebrations happening at 420 every single day here in Keene, New Hampshire. They continued over the weekend as we weren't broadcasting on Sunday, obviously, so we weren't able to tell you about the exciting things that happened yesterday. Plus, some crazies showed up today, so we'll talk about it all here in a little bit.
More crazies.
And the toll-free number again is 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and the fun and talk to Cameron and Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Cameron.
Hey guys, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to call in about the now 30-year-old Roman Polanski case.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Roman Polanski, of course, was he's a famous film director. He did Rosemary's Baby. He did The Pianist a couple years back. His wife was one of the people murdered by Manson's people. And then 77, when he was 44 years old, he was photographing for a magazine, a French magazine. He was photographing a 13-year-old girl in Jack Nicholson's house, and they ended up having sex. And they both said that the sex was consensual, although he did admit to giving her alcohol to, I guess, take away her nerves. He went to court in 78 in California. He made a deal where he had to go to psychiatric evaluation for 42 days, and then they were going to sentence him to time served. But then it turned out that the judge he had really, really liked to get celebrity cases, mm-hmm. and he found out that the judge was going to renege on the plea deal that he made and sentence him to actual jail time, so he fled to France, where he was a citizen who will not, and they, of course, refused to send to extradite back to the United States, so
okay. He
stayed in France, and then the other day he was in Zurich, Switzerland, and as soon as he stepped foot into Zurich, he was arrested by Swiss authorities with a California arrest warrant.
Oh, that's awful.
Yes. So,
well, I don't think one should be plying 13-year-olds with alcohol. And
a 13-year-old not know what would happen if she drank alcohol?
Perhaps not. 13's 13, man.
13's 13,
no,
but
I agree with that. But even in court, both her parents said, "Well, don't send him to jail for a long time." And even in the last few years, even the girl that it happened to is now older. Said that, you know, he's probably suffered enough. Don't sentence him to jail time. Don't arrest him. Just drop the charges. Even the girl said it, and her parents at the time. And state still doesn't want to drop it. I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that part. If they made a deal, then the deal was made, and that's what the deal should be. And the judge reneging on that deal bothers me very much. But I don't honestly think that, I don't think that there should be deals made, quite honestly.
Has he been considered a fugitive all these years?
Yeah, he's been a fugitive from the law, and he can't, I mean, he would only travel, I think he was a Polish and French citizen, and that's the only place he'd travel because they won't extradite citizens to the U.S. He could never go to Britain, couldn't go to the U.S., couldn't go to Switzerland, but he did anyways.
Wow. So what does this mean for him? I mean, is he facing several extra charges?
He's still facing, I think the official, it wasn't statutory rape, they lowered, part of the plea deal was they lowered it to, like, improper sexual intercourse or something like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think he should be, a 44-year-old man should be getting a 13-year-old drunk and having sex with her. But, I mean, she obviously, I mean, it was consensual. She did admit that, and she did say later, as did her parents, that, you know, they liked the deal, whatever it was, to let him off after 42 days in a psychiatric hospital. And he was going to get screwed by the judge, so I can kind of understand fleeing after that, especially when you made the deal.
Sure, I do too.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us tonight, Cameron. Yeah. Any other thoughts?
No, just that they also said at the time when it happened, even, I guess apparently he's a pretty arrogant guy. And I guess at the time the press used this whole idea of arrogance and the fact that he was Jewish, I guess. They kind of used it against him, and it kind of made the case seem a lot worse. And they say that was part of the reason for why the judge wanted to do that, and why there was kind of a vicious backlash against him. I don't know. Again, I don't think it was right for him to sleep with a 13-year-old girl, but still.
Thanks for the call tonight, Cameron. I appreciate hearing
Thank
from you.
You
at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think that people should be free to think whatever they want to think about Roman Polanski, but as long as he didn't harm anybody, as long as he didn't hurt anybody, then I don't think there's been a crime committed. So you can say it's right or wrong, whatever he did, and if you think it's wrong, then you should not see his movies. And I don't know if he even makes movies anymore. So you should do what you need to do to ostracize somebody who you think has done wrong. Otherwise, leave Mahel alone. I mean, it seems to me that this is a really a non-issue.
Well, I have a real problem with the parents' choice of leaving their 13-year-old daughter all night, apparently. You know, what's the 13-year-old girl doing at this photo shoot alone?
I don't know.
I mean, doesn't one have these questions?
I guess the parents really didn't have those questions. So, again, yeah. It's their daughter. They are kind of in control of that situation. And, I mean, some people left their kids alone with Michael Jackson at much younger than 13. What were those parents thinking?
And don't you think it's wrong for Michael Jackson to go plying those children with alcohol in order to have sex with them?
I don't know if Michael Jackson had sex with children. I don't know if there's evidence of that.
He had a Ferris wheel and a giraffe.
Right. He had Jesus juice is what they called the wine, by the way.
I think that Michael Jackson is somebody who didn't grow up like most people grew up, and he may be in a very strange, may have been in a very strange mental place that may have made it so that he felt like he was able to better get along with children, and who knows what went on behind closed doors there. I mean, was Michael Jackson a child molester? I don't know.
Looks darn suspicious.
Looks suspicious. Probably pretty strange goings on. I'm not saying they were all entirely proper, I guess, as most people might consider things proper or improper. But what's done is done. Those parents brought their kids over and they left them alone with Michael Jackson.
You know, maybe they played a few games of truth or dare. I mean, all signs sort of point to the fact that he was a little boy in a man's body.
Exactly. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Maybe they played doctor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the one part of the case where they're, you know, the little boy's apparently made some kind of comment about how his genitalia looked particularly unique, and they were.
Wait, that was Michael Jackson that said that about.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was the little boy apparently claimed that and there was.
That Michael Jackson's genitalia looked unique.
Yes, and there was a doctor. They wanted to look at it and all that kind of thing.
Who knows what kind of plastic surgery he had done down there. 800-259.
Right,
moving on.
Imagine
9231. Let's go to Mike in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Mike.
Hey, what's up, Ian?
Hey, you're on the air. Is this Big Mike?
Yes, it is.
Big Mike from the Manchester area, who was heading up today's 420 cannabis celebration. I'd rather call them celebrations than protests. I realize that. News media has been calling them protests, but it's to me it seems like it's a celebration of acting like free people, at least in this this one aspect. You decided to. It's been going on for days now in Keene, actually for an entire week pretty much, and the numbers just keep getting bigger, and it's just an amazing event. You decided to start it up in Manchester, and it happened today. What's the story?
Well, it wasn't nearly as big as what you guys have going on in Keene, but for the first time out, I think Ridley counted 33 people that were there.
That's a great turnout.
Yeah, actually it was. And, you know, there were a lot of people that came walking by and saw the signs and, hey, you know, what are you guys doing here? And we told them that it's going down every day. So, you know, we anticipate that tomorrow will be bigger.
So is it a public park in Manchester, New Hampshire?
Yeah, it's Veterans Park. So it borders right up to Elm Street, right in the main drag there in downtown Manchester. So
how long did you all hang out today? It started at 4:20, and when did
it end? We just got back. We probably walked in the door maybe about a half hour or so ago. It started dying down after a couple of hours. We actually, this is kind of funny, we ran into some technical difficulties. Nobody brought any pot to the event. So
what?
It's a funny event. I don't smoke, so it's pretty rare that you see me with some. And I just figured, you know, for the opening ceremony, I guess if you want to call it that, I'd light somebody's joint and then hand it back to them. I think in the future, I'll probably just walk around holding bud. So if the police show up, you know, I've got it. But you know, I'm not much of a smoker anymore. You know,
yeah.
I used to smoke all the time, but not too much anymore. So,
cool.
But yeah, I mean, somebody actually went and got some pot and brought it back, and we smoked. And the police were there, and the police didn't do anything. And I went over and talked to them just for a quick minute, and you know, let them know if we're gonna come back here tomorrow. I've been trying to get a hold of the police chief. You know, I sent him a letter. I've left him a voicemail message. I went into the police station where he works with a bud of marijuana. And who can I talk to about the drug war here? So I asked the two officers and the...
I'll tell you what, you can finish the story here in a moment. Hang on, more with Big Mike from Manchester. We'll also fill you in on what happened in Keene over the weekend. Take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
The second annual Connecticut Liberty Forum is coming October 17th. Join Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, We the People Foundation founder Bob Schultz, author James Perloff, the Campaign for Liberty's Jim Izzola, and more, discussing ways to protect our freedom. The Connecticut Liberty Forum, October 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Windsor Locks. Visit nheld.com for more information or call 860-354-3590. That's 860-354-3590.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, of those features, we have live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides just such training. Without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus the included 30-state concealed weapons permit and a free handgun. The the Springfield Armory XD pistol. I actually saw one this weekend, and it's a fine-looking weapon. Yeah,
I own one of those. It's a very, very nicely machined pistol.
You know, I hate to talk down about some other pistol, but I like it better than the other automatics that I've seen. I'm pretty impressed with it. So it's frontsight.com. You can go there today. That's frontsight.com.
All right, as we continue, Mike is with us. Big Mike, one of the newer activists here in New Hampshire, really arrived with a splash. We talked about his first jump into the pool of activism here. And, of course, if you've listened to the show before, you know there are a lot of people that are making the move to New Hampshire. They have signed up as part of the Free State Project, and they've pledged to move their lives up here and get active for freedom. Mike, Big Mike, you are one of them. You arrived, I think, sometime this summer, decided to go into the Manchester Police Department holding a bud of marijuana, asking to meet with an officer, preferably the police chief, and they never sent anybody out to see you. They basically ignored the fact that you were standing in their lobby holding a piece of contraband. And today you took it to the next level. You've organized a 420 event in Manchester in a public park, had about 33 people show up, and apparently everybody forgot the bud is what you were telling us, and somebody managed to go and get some, and the smoking began. The police were there, but they didn't interfere. How close did the cops come to the celebration, if you will, Big Mike?
Well, they were probably 30 yards away from us. They were sitting in an unmarked car,
really?
Parked against the sidewalk in Elm Street. There were a couple other, like, patrol cars that were driving around, but those two guys pretty much sat there the whole time. When the weed got lit up, you know, we smoked it, and then after it was all gone, I walked over and said, well, you guys missed it today. We're going to be back here tomorrow. And so I let them know what I'm trying to do, you know. And I really am trying to, like, be sincere and get a dialogue going with, you know, I know the police chief's a busy guy. He's probably not going to be with me. Who the hell am I, right? But he could probably get one of his, you know, second or third guys, you know, down the chain of command to come out and say, you know, I really do. I can't imagine that all of those police officers, you know, like what they do when it comes to the drug war here in Manchester. Some of them have to have some common sense. Some of them have to understand that they're ruining people's lives by doing this. And, you know, I'm
I hope so. What did they say to you when you came up to tell them you're doing it again tomorrow?
He nothing. I mean, I don't want to say that he didn't acknowledge me, but, you know, he just said okay and, you know, nodded his head. They were professional and cordial. They weren't being dicks or anything like that. They were kind of cracking jokes. One cop drove by a couple of times and gave us all the thumbs up. So, I mean.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out what happens over time, because the first day they didn't arrest anybody here in Keene, second day they didn't, and then the third day they did decide to make an arrest, so. Who knows if they're plotting strategy or if they are going to leave you guys alone? Because it seems like the Manchester police have been leaving the marijuana issue be, at least when it comes to the activists kind of challenging them on it, whereas they've been cracking down on things like open carry, whereas the reverse has been happening out here in Keene, and nobody has a problem with open carrying out here, which, by the way, is fully legal in New Hampshire. People can carry weapons openly, no problem. Without any sort of permitting or anything like that. So they leave us alone for open carry out here, but it's not hard to get arrested for marijuana out this way. So it'll be interesting to see as things develop. I know that there was a Keene contingent that went out your way today. What percentage of your 33 would you say was had come out from Keene?
I would say, probably 7.
Okay, all right. So hopefully you'll be able to fill them in with Manchester people and continue to grow the event. Would you say that the event was mostly activists, or did you have some regular Manchester types come out?
Yeah,
too?
It was mostly other Free Staters and activists. There were some of the locals that were there. And I think that, you know, from people driving by and seeing the signs and honking their horns, I mean, if they read the paper or watch the news and they heard about what's going on in Keene, they might start to think, you know, that it's going to start happening here in Manchester. Some of the people that were there in the park that came over to actually see what we were doing, we told them, and they know to come back tomorrow at 4:20. So.
Great. It's word of mouth that really made this huge. It wasn't any sort of blog post over at freekeene.com or anything that we did online. It was just the word around town that people were telling other other people, and that's why we've had over 100 people out for the last several days. And Big Mike, keep up the great work, okay?
Yeah, thanks. I'll keep
thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. And, of course, would like to see this start happening more often in more places. I don't know if it's going to go much further than Keene or Manchester, but, you know, I'd like to see it happen down in Austin, Texas, or in San Francisco, California, or in Concord, New Hampshire. Anywhere else that somebody can put this together, I think it would be great.
I don't disagree with what you're saying as far as it showing up in other places. Please understand that. But what do you think it's going to do? Like, try to tell me how...
Elsewhere?
Yeah, well, anywhere. Give me some idea of what the future is going to look like.
Here in New Hampshire, I would hope it would attract more people here that would be willing to get active. I would hope that it would excite people about what's going on up here and that they'll come out and join us.
Okay. So in other places, what's it going to do there?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't see this kind of activism other than making people free to smoke marijuana in Central Square or some park someplace
at 420
on any given day, then, and that's the best opportunity. I see the other possibility of them bringing in the New Hampshire National Guard and arresting people. I don't know what that's going to look like, and the times that the National Guard have been brought in, things haven't looked so great for mass arrests. But those are like the two possibilities I see there. I don't see necessarily that marijuana will become legal. It seems like it would put a certain amount of pressure on the politicians and the bureaucrats to try to get that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, like as a direct result, it doesn't seem like the cops are going to say, throw their hands up in the air and say, oh, I guess that's it.
Well, they didn't show up today, I can tell you that.
I'm not talking about the event. I'm talking about marijuana and smoking in general. Marijuana
I don't
possession
know.
In general.
Mark, I don't know what to expect. I'm new to this. I like the idea of civil disobedience. I think that history shows that civil disobedience is effective. How effective it will be in this case, I'm not sure. Will there be political change that comes about as a result of it? I don't know.
At the very least, it's showing the inconsistency in the application of the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy to show. You're right about that. It's certainly garnering some controversy. People are talking about the issue. People who otherwise never would have set foot in activist circles have come out to this event, and they've met some activists. So I think that's, you know, I think from a socializing aspect, it's fairly positive. We're bringing people together who probably a lot of them don't know one another, and they're getting to know one another. Maybe we'll uncover a few more golden activists out of as a result of this. I don't know. As far as the political process is concerned, there is a city council meeting here in Keene this week, and this may result in one of the highest turnouts for the city council meeting ever.
It is a Lynch. Oh, there's the music.
There it is. Every time you try to talk. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. So the people that are kind of inside the system have been begging activists of the civil disobedience type to come inside the system and work within the system. Well, they might get their wish this week.
When my knees are worn out. I'm tired of begging.
800-259-9231. I don't mean begging, but I mean the smokers coming in from the park into the city hall this week. Who knows?
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Josh.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including the wiki. We've got over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com. to get interactive for free. Edit virtually anything you see there. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. Just kind of bringing people up to speed on what's been going on here at the marijuana or the cannabis celebrations. We'll continue that here in a moment.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of Freedom's Phoenix get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lies of propaganda and the relationships that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch, FreedomsPhoenix.com.
So the cannabis celebrations have been happening at 4:20 in the afternoon every single day since early last week. So it's been about a week they've been going on. They've been going on publicly since last Thursday. So it just keeps getting bigger. It started with two people hanging out, getting high in the central square, and it expanded to today probably about 80 to 100 people. The turnout was slightly down due to some folks heading out to Manchester, New Hampshire for their first 420 celebration.
It was also the weather wasn't the greatest today.
Well, I thought yesterday would be bad because it was rainy pretty much all day. It cleared a little bit as far as it wasn't raining toward the afternoon, but all day it was rainy yesterday. I thought that was going to affect things. Turns out turnout yesterday was about 200.
Gosh.
So yesterday was the biggest day so far. It was down slightly, I would say, today. Probably, I don't know. I'm not good at estimating numbers. But there was still a good crowd of people in Keene Central Square today. Lots of people honking their horns as they're going by. And, of course, continued media attention. WBZ Television from Boston was out today. Their reporter was there. I was interviewed briefly by them, as well as Andrew Carroll, one of the other activists out here. So that's good news. I know that the story hit FARC yesterday, FARC.com. Someone someone submitted a link to one of the Keen Sentinel stories about the cannabis celebration. So FARC picked it up, which means a lot of news people probably saw that because people all across the industry look at FARC as a news source. So maybe that's why WBZ showed up, or maybe they just finally decided they would come out. But still, the news coverage continues. The people continue to show up. And the detractors continue to detract. Mark, you're going to share one with us here in a moment of what one of the trash talkers has been saying. Of course, the usual insults have been rolled out. A bunch of losers, get a job! That kind of stuff about people that are smoking cannabis at 4:20 in the afternoon because, you know, everybody who's responsible works from 9 to 5, right?
Yeah, it takes the morning train.
It's just
9
nonsense.
To 5 every day.
It's just poppycock. People have various different shifts. We live in a world where some things operate 24 hours a day, and you have to have staff in places, certain places at certain times. So lots of just because people are out of work at 4:20 doesn't mean they aren't going to work at 6 o'clock.
I wasn't able to attend today because I was at work.
But you've been to how many so far?
Days when I'm not in school or working, I will go for maybe an hour.
You mean you're not skipping class to go get high in Central Square? You're not?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm actually probably sitting in the library studying, researching, or drawing in the studio room.
We're going to continue here and take your calls. Let's go to Adam in California. We'll get to that little comment that we're going to share in a moment. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you introduce Josh to the audience?
Josh is here. He is with us tonight. He's
How
been
doing?
On the show a couple of times before. He's Josh.
Oh,
Josh?
Do you know him from anything else? I'm just wondering where he's from and stuff.
My cartoon likeness appears sometimes in co-host Dale's Anarchy in Your Head. I am the inspiration for the Angry Josh character.
Right. AnarchyInYourHead.com.
Oh, cool.
If you've been there and you've watched and you've viewed those various different comics as they've come out, you've seen a few with Angry Josh in them. He's really not that angry in real life.
I'm animated.
He's here with us tonight. New Hampshire native.
I'd feel kind of silly on the first night of Free Talk Live if we tried to explain what we were before the show came on, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I used to sell ads here at this station.
Yeah. Hope that answers your question, Adam. What other thoughts did you have tonight?
I wanted to just say that those videos, Obscure Truth Network and the other ones that are on Free Keen were giving me goosebumps.
The videos of the marijuana, the cannabis celebrations?
Yeah. I couldn't believe how big that was. I mean, that's just huge what's going on there.
It's exhilarating, isn't it?
It is.
It's amazing. It's something I've never experienced before, and it's been wonderful, and it just keeps getting more interesting over time. So I'm glad you're paying attention. Hopefully you'll come on out here and join us.
So what do you think is going to happen next? Because, I mean, that looks so big that it might even draw some sort of national attention. You know, I'm sure that the people in D.C. don't really like what's going on right there. And, you know, do you think they're going to back up the Keene police, or what do you bet on?
The slightest clue. They didn't show up today. Maybe. Cops weren't there. Everything went fine. A couple crazy people showed up today, and they were the only issue. If anything, the cops should have been there to calm those people down. But I don't know what to expect next. I know there's a city council meeting this week, and I expect that there's probably going to be some smoking going on out in the park because the city council meets right across the street. And so I imagine a whole bunch of high marijuana consumers will be invading the city council meeting, and I don't know what will come of that because you're not supposed to be allowed to speak at a city council meeting here in Keene. You have to go to the little committee meetings if you want to talk. But I don't know if these people will be too silent when they're in the city council chambers. I don't know what to expect. So.
I mean, it's very telling that to settle the disputes, the early settlers of this continent, or conquerors, however you want to view it, settled their disputes with the native population was over the peace pipe.
Mm.
Even the savages understood the power that this drug has. I've made many unlikely friendships or otherwise, fragile alliances I would never have made if it wasn't for that one common denominator that we all had.
It brings people together. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
It's a very social drug, and absolutely over time, people have gotten to know one another exclusively on this basis of sharing this common denominator. So I don't know what to expect, but it's going to be interesting, and you can better believe that we'll tell you about it as it happens here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, the best coverage you can get is at freekeen.com. That's where we're posting any news story that we can find about it. And there have been several front-page articles already written about this here in Keene, and also Manchester's Union Leaders covered it. As I said, WBZ from Boston was here today. The Associated Press picked up one of the stories a few days ago. So I would like to see some more national coverage. I'm not too experienced at garnering that sort of thing, so I wouldn't know where to start with it. I submitted something to FARC over the weekend. I don't have a big media email list necessarily, so I would suggest that if you want to get it some national coverage, maybe reach out to some of those national coverage organizations like Fox or CBS or whoever else. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So, yeah, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, but we do know that tomorrow at 4:20 they'll be back out there.
I'll be there.
I plan on being there as well. But I slept through it yesterday. I was taking a nap yesterday afternoon, and that's why for whatever reason, the alarm clock did not go as it was planned. Sometimes that happens. And I didn't make it out and was so bummed because yesterday was monumental.
Yesterday was epic.
You were there.
Civil disobedience.
You were there. What happened?
Evan was arrested. There were about a period of minutes where he was smoking what appeared to be a joint in front of two officers. He needed a lighter. About 20 were offered to him. It was pretty humorous. They arrested him. Unfortunately, people shouted things at the cops, but that can be expected.
One of the things I pointed out was that it's going to be up to us, the kind of experienced activists, to calm these people down. Like, I understand why they're angry at the police. The police are hurting people. The police are doing wrong. But you don't really make yourself look very good by shouting and being obnoxious.
Well, I think it's important that people see the entire spectrum of emotions that are gone through this issue. I mean, the drug
people
war.
People don't see it, though. I mean, they don't get the whole picture. They get the sound bite. They see the bottle thrown. They hear the crowd. The savages.
The vermin.
you'll hear about the vermin in a minute. I was just making the point of your savage comment.
But it is a linchpin issue. And it just goes beyond the, like, hardcore libertarian activism that we've been doing. It's drawing in people from the community and in this college that we couldn't reach before.
In a big way.
Because this is a common denominator issue that affects their lives. They have friends, they have family, they have loved ones that have had their lives impacted by this irrational enforcement.
Absolutely, and they themselves may have spent some time in jail over this. 800-259-9231, but the man that was arrested was actually turned loose
without
being charged. And the activists followed them to the police station, and we'll tell you what they did at the police station here in a few moments. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Gun Day.
3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, we want you to become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, I think it is. If it's worth $3 a month, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com.
For the last couple few months, I've been taking Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. It's a antioxidant and a vitamin all at once. So I don't have to take that little shot of wolfberry juice that my wife used to give me, and then I'd have to chase it with some orange juice, get the taste out of my mouth, and big old horse pill. Now I just take this one chewable vitamin. I know that I get all the nutrition out of it because digestion starts in the mouth. And you can try it out, too, by getting a free week by calling 1-800-219-8874. There's a small fee for shipping and handling, but the week is free. 800-219-8874. Choose for Health Superfruit Complex.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls here in a moment. We're kind of recapping for you what's going on in the past couple of days as Free Talk Live's on the air 6 nights a week. So we've been covering for you the 420 cannabis celebrations that have been happening 420 in the afternoon every day here in Keene, New Hampshire. As of today, have spread now to Manchester, so happening now every day in both Manchester and Keene, New Hampshire, which is great news. Hopefully we'll see it continue to spread, and hopefully this news will get out to people that consider this an important issue, and they'll come here and join us, and maybe this particular issue will be a nice little wedge issue to help them understand what liberty is really all about, because I'm sure a lot of the people that are coming to these cannabis celebrations just want to get high and not have to worry about being arrested, but for me, it was the legalization of marijuana that was my opening issue that brought me into this movement. And I hope that there are some other people that will be able to touch with these and bring them on board.
This is about self-ownership. If you don't own yourself completely or your consciousness, or have the right to alter as you see fit, you have nothing.
Now, there's one man that was here yesterday, as I understood it, and I unfortunately was not able to make it out to say hi to you. Brad Jardis is with us from New Hampshire on the line. You're a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, current on-duty police officer, though I think you are in the midst of a leave of absence for health reasons. You were here yesterday in Keene. Brad, are you with us?
I am.
And so you were here, right? And you saw Evan get arrested. Did you go down to the police station with everybody else afterwards?
Well, I wanted to go and see what was going on. And I think what's happening here is some history being made for New Hampshire. I'll point out that I didn't enter the central square area when the protest was going on. I just sort of sat off to the side and watched. And I actually didn't see anybody smoking marijuana, but I saw lots of people lighting things, and I, you know, it's safe to say that a few people were. But I wanted to give some perspective on you know, how I thought this protest went, and also I want to talk about the arbitrariness of police enforcing laws.
Sure.
I think that there's a lot of people that are out coming out to this protest, and a lot of them are younger, and like you said earlier, a lot of them are mad at the police. And something funny that happened, about 2 hours after the protest, there was a gentleman sitting in the little gazebo type thing, and he was yelling freedom at the top of his lungs. And I went up to him, and I said, sir, I want heroin to be legal. What do you think about that? And he goes, no way. And after about a half an hour of speaking to him and a crowd of people, they changed their mind. And I guess what I'm trying to say is these people, this is like the crack in the wall of ignorance of what's going on, as far as personal liberty being restricted. Like you said, marijuana was the big issue for you that brought you out into the open. But I think the old salt liberty activists need to take some of these younger and older people under their wing, because I saw some kids walk out in front of a car and the person driving honked their horn and then the kids in the road flipped them off. And I mean, this stuff is just uncalled for, and it's going to give everybody a bad name.
I agree.
That's how. You know, if that stuff keeps up, the police are going to be absolutely looking stellar if they come in and crack down.
Yeah.
And then the police can say, hey, these people are out there causing problems, which some of them are.
I agree with you. It's a difficult situation to deal with from an activist perspective. The people that are around here aren't used to this. I mean, the people that are the kind of the old school activists. I mean, Josh, you've lived here your whole life.
Right. There's a reason that those college students at Kent State caught bullets. It's because they were irritating the cops to some extent.
Well, what I want to point out is that these the activists that are here are used to just doing things with their own selves, with only only other activists that
they're caught up in the excitement of it all.
That are experienced at this and that, you know, have had the time to craft their message. And now you've got an event that's attracting an unlimited amount of people that we aren't in control of everything at this point, right? I mean, we can only sculpt so far because it's a public place, so we can't help who shows up. We certainly can't help what they do, but we can do our best to influence them. And one of the things that has been working for that is having megaphones in the hands of people that can say persuasive things. So if people start to act out, to get on a megaphone and, you know, ask them to consider them their behavior.
What about pamphlets and the CDs of that Liberty thing? You know what I'm talking about?
All of those are good ideas. I did see a few warning flyers being passed out. We have some of these handouts that we have. But you mean pamphlets suggesting, like, be calm?
Well, yes.
Thing?
You know, pamphlets telling people how to behave at this event.
I love that idea.
The ideas of, you know, of liberty, why it is that marijuana should be legal and how they own their own bodies.
The ethics of civil disobedience.
There was one girl that was there after the protest was over. There was still some people in the square. And that's when I, you know, when no one was smoking, I figured it was safe for me to go in and talk to people about why drug prohibition as a whole needs to be ended.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one girl yelling at cars that drove by. She was yelling, smoke marijuana. And I talked to her about that, and I encouraged her to yell something else other than, you know, encouraging passing people to use marijuana. I said, you know, why not yell marijuana is safer than alcohol or safer than beer, and, you know, something so you're not, you know, encouraging people to use drugs, but you're pointing out the absolute silliness of keeping marijuana illegal. And, you know, and every single person I talked to in the square, I just walked up to random people. I told them I work in law enforcement and I'm a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and that we need to legalize all drugs. Every person who I spoke to said at first that heroin should remain illegal. But these people are of the mindset that, you know, if you articulate to them and show them why, every single person I talked to changed their mind.
That's great. And it must be amazing for the for these folks. I mean, these are young people who probably have had bad experiences with the police. To have somebody like you, Brad, approach them and have a sensible conversation on this issue, in fact, taking a more principled pro-freedom approach than even they are and convincing them to come on board, it must be a real shock to the system in a very positive way. Thanks
for
doing that.
I'm sure a lot of them are pretty shocked by it. But, you know, I mean, drug prohibition, it just causes so many problems that the public doesn't even see. I just read an article tonight from the Cato Institute about a grandmother who was arrested in Indiana because she bought 3.6 grams of pseudoephedrine.
Yep. We've got that story.
Purchasing cough syrup, and the limit is like 3 grams of pseudoephedrine. And, you know, I mean, these are people who are just victimized and put in jail cells for the most trivial things. And before I run out of time, one other thing I wanted to point out
is the
police do not have to enforce any specific laws. An example of this is about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I started to enforce a law that prohibits tractor-trailer trucks from disconnecting the trailer and leaving it in a state-owned park and ride. And I started enforcing a law that prohibits people from doing that. And my bosses were pissed off. And I was pressured to not do that anymore. you know, this is a state law passed by the general court, you know, I mean, about state property. And I've had bosses tell me flat out that they would never enforce the adultery law. And, you know, I sort of, you know, argued with them about this, that first off, you know, I would say that the adultery law is a lot more principled than the marijuana law, because if you get a state marriage, you're sort of agreeing to be in a contract with the state. And at least then, you know, I mean, the state can say, hey, well, you entered into a contract, and part of this contract is you can't, you know, you can't cheat on your partner. And you know, my boss has said they would not enforce that.
It's very interesting to me. I appreciate your sharing as always, Brad, and keep up the great work. Thanks for coming out here, and hope to see you again soon. And thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. We'll continue taking your calls about anything, and we'll talk a little more if we get a chance about that old lady that was arrested for having too much cold medicine. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.